But I'd love to hear your story. The phone line's just open for about half an hour. We've got a great eye surgeon coming on, David Anderson, who's a consultant ophthalmologist from the Nuffield Hospital in Chandler's Ford, who's going to talk to us about, you know, making a good decision on what you can do and whether, you know, the surgeon ever drops the lens and gives it a quick wipe. Of course he doesn't. But it's laser eye surgery. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you with your story, what you think, whether it has been a good idea or a bad idea. Hearing, I was pitched over the phone, guaranteed better eyes for 12 easy payments. They were only easy because I was paying for them. But it did leave me wondering. 21 years we've been having eye surgery now to have corrective vision, I think it is. And I am still not convinced that I'm brave enough, but I'm hearing rumours that the weak elements of society like me are soon going to have options that will make us all a bit more relaxed. But we need to talk to an expert. So here's Mr. David Anderson. He's a consultant ophthalmologist at the Nuffield Hospital in Chandler's Ford. David, welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Alan. Good to speak to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving us a bit of your time to sort of clarify this. First of all, when someone calls and can guarantee that they can fix your eyes, I have bad, long-sighted vision, and I must have signed up at some stage. I admit I had surrendered my details to a company years ago. Can most vision now be corrected using surgery?
There's an awful lot that surgery can do to help people's eyesight, particularly with high refractive errors, so people with high spectacle corrections. But I think the important thing to say is that all of these are surgical procedures, and it's very important that patients make an informed choice and consider surgery carefully in their own time, and they don't feel under any kind of financial pressure or sales pressure to make that choice.
I suppose one of the issues you'll need to think about as well is the guy who does your eyes. Will I be able to get back in touch with the same guy if I've got any problems? Because people who are used to the NHS will know that this is something the NHS is working on. Have I got a regular point of contact? And often, if we are going to a big chain, you might never see Dr. Miggins, might be on a tour of the country, and the next time you go in with a sore eye, you might not be able to get him. Is that still the case, or are we all assigned the same surgeon now?
We think availability is very important. The gold standard really is that a patient should meet the surgeon who's going to treat them before the treatment. That gives the patient an opportunity to discuss the surgeon's experience and any questions they may have about the procedure. Ideally, that surgeon should carry out the procedure. They should be experienced and qualified to do it. And that surgeon should see the patient afterwards to follow them up. And it's very important in medical practice that we are available to patients so that if they have any kind of problem or they have just simply questions about the procedure afterwards, they can speak to ideally an ophthalmic surgeon in the first instance.
Let's go back a little bit, if we may, and I want to get to the root of what worries me about what you do for a living. Years and years ago, maybe it's just a generational thing, but maybe they still do this. I was only reading about it online today, but I'm terribly misinformed, hence the reason you're on the show, David. Cut the eyeball with a laser now, whip out the lens. Did they used to freeze the lens, drop it onto a little milling lathe that was converted from an old watchmaking factory, trim it all up and chuck it back in? Is that how they used to do it?
Do you know that was how corneal surgery was done many, many decades ago? That was many decades ago in South America. We don't do that now. So it's a historic procedure, but it did pave the way for modern surgery. And as you say, laser vision correction has been around now from 1989. And I've been treating patients myself for about 15 years. I've had the procedure myself, but all the way through, it's been very important to us as surgeons that patients are treated with continuity of care.
But do you still, I mean, I'm after a whistle-stop tour of a very, yes, very sophisticated industry, but do you still, in some cases, I know in some cases you pop a synthetic lens in if it's, yes, required, but do you still open the eyeball with whatever, laser, take out the lens and trim it up and sort it out, or are those days over now? If I had that kind of lens, would you say to me, do you know what, but you can have a synthetic lens and you have the eyesight of an astronaut?
Yeah, the latter. I think that there are two procedures that you're talking about. For laser vision correction, we use a laser to make a flap and reshape the front of the eye, the cornea. But for lens surgery, we use ultrasound or laser sometimes, but we remove the natural lens and in its place we put an artificial lens. And that artificial lens has superior optics to the lens which we are removing.
Will we get to a point where you can do both eyes at the same time? Because it's so safe. Because at the moment, I think you do one eye, send the person home with a lens missing from their glasses, they come back a couple of weeks later. That could not even be true, what I've just said. But that's my assumption, is that you send me home and go, look, cut someone back in 2 weeks, and then I have the other eye done. Or is that not true?
It's partly true. For laser vision correction, we treat both eyes at the same sitting. For lens surgery, typically in the UK and most of Europe, we tend to treat the eyes at least a few days apart. So my preference is to treat within a week, but at two separate occasions.
How successful is it?
Well, it varies, of course. It varies according to the procedure that you have and who does it. But ophthalmology is blessed, really, with generally very successful operations. Both cataract surgery and its variants, laser vision correction, are amongst the safest procedures that you can have. So we're fortunate in having the stats on our side, but they both are surgical procedures. So as with any surgery, you can have things not go the way you planned. And again, it's very important that you've got an experienced surgeon who will discuss that with you and also hopefully be able to help you should anything happen.
Okay, my final question is this. This is what excited me. Well, number one, anyone who cold calls to cut my eyes open, I'm not going to go with them on principle because it's just too nerve-wracking. But we did have a chat and he implied, although I think he was a sales guy and had limited skills, but between us, we were having an interesting conversation. He implied that keyless or kind of keyhole surgery is the future, where you won't have to cut my eyeball anymore. You'll be able to go in with a laser, do your twiddling around, sort out the lens, and I'll never know anything about it. Now, is that on the cards? Has that already happened? Keyhole surgery for the eyes to sort out your lenses?
Well, I think we're already at keyhole surgery in that the tiny little ports we make are usually 2 to 2.5 millimetres in size. So it's pretty keyhole now. Again, ophthalmology is a very progressive field, so new technology comes in, and I think every year the surgery I do changes in some way. It gets better and better. So who knows what the future will bring, but I think where we are now is pretty good.
Thank you very much for joining us on the show, and have a great week.
Alan, thank you very much. A pleasure to speak to you.
That's Mr. David Anderson, consultant ophthalmologist from the Nuffield Hospital in Chandler's Ford.